Leading the column, Skipper Joe stepped out of the woodlands and onto the path, pointing with his javelin.
There's the spire red wall yonder, mates. Let's see if we can make him hear us. Do you all know home returning?
There was not a beast marching who had not heard or sung the famous old marching song before. They roared lustily.
See the smoke curl from the chimney and the mat beside the door. On the path there stands the family like you left them long before. Home returning, home returning, season's gone and young is grown. Home returning, home returning, back to those I call my own. There the fire burns and the ale brews and the bread bakes soft and brown, while my friends wait with the good news, bring my chair and sit me down. Home returning, home returning, comes the warrior from the war. Home returning, home returning, home to wander nevermore.
Voices rising to their limits, they sang the last chorus over again, drawing out the last word with all their might. Bella gripped Suman's paw like a vice.
Do you see my son? Where is Sunflash?
The squirrel shook his head in admiration as he pointed.
I see him fine, ma'am. He strides out until they run to keep up with him. He stands out like an oak among ferns. Great seasons in the land. Now I know what a badger lord looks like.
The abbess, Suman, and old Hoffy stayed to assist Bella. All the other Redwallers clattered down the wall stairs to the main threshold gate, where they stood on the path, waiting until Bella arrived, because it was her special day above all days. The Abbey dwellers raised a cheer as Bella stood out on the path, ready to lead them. She turned, smiling.
Well, would you like to hear the war cry of a badger lord? When I give the signal, shout out the word Eulalia, but make it loud and long. Ready, set, go!
Eulalia!
Sunflash swung his mace in circles above his head. Drawing air into his cavernous chest, he bellowed back the badger war cry.
Eulalia!
Formal clapped paws over both ears.
Whirr, it sounded like thunder afore he storm. Look it, Yuri McCommon.
Sunflash had caught sight of the silver badger leading the Redwallers along the path. He knew it could only be one creature, his mother Bella. Passing the mace to Skipper Joe, he ran the final distance, paws pounding the path like hammers, spurting dust up in a cloud to the accompaniment of loud cheers from both groups. He skidded to a halt and walked the last three paces slowly. There before him was the gentle old face he had seen in dreams. In the silence that followed, only two words were spoken.
Mother.
Son.
And that is how Sunflash the Mace, Lord of Salamandastron, came to Redwall Abbey and found his mother, Bella of Brocktree.